This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Western Illinois University faculty members will cast ballots this month regarding whether they have confidence in the administration. Western's president and the chair of the Board of Trustees say they're taking the vote seriously. The no-confidence vote comes at the request of about 24% of the faculty who signed a petition asking for the referendum. The petition language is critical of declining student enrollment at Western, as well as the administration's decision to lay off tenured faculty and eliminate academic departments. It accuses the administration of deviating from the university's public mission. The vote is largely symbolic, but Board of Trustees Chair Kathy Early says she's interested in the outcome.
We value our faculty and always want to consider their opinion. So it's definitely something that we take seriously and we'll have discussions over.
Early says the board supports the administration and stands by the difficult decisions that have been made over the last several years as a result of declining student enrollment and the state budget impasse. This is the first time Western's faculty will administer a no-confidence vote. President Jack Thomas says the news is disappointing. He says the last few years have been tough for Illinois and higher education.
These are unprecedented times, and we have to make some very unprecedented decisions as well. And we know that some of the decisions were not popular. We tried to minimize the effects that it would have on our faculty, our staff, and our students, and also the university community.
Thomas says he feels the administration has done what is in the best interest of the university. He says he tries to be transparent and keep the lines of communication open. In that effect, Thomas has hosted many town hall meetings, brown bag lunches, and roundtable discussions with faculty, staff, and students. Thomas says while this is a tough time, the university will get through it. The petition does not name any administrator in particular, but simply asks the faculty to vote on whether they have confidence in the administrative leadership. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.